right now. We're at 38. ESPN 93.5, sunny 95.3.
And we hope that everybody has just a fabulous, blessed Easter weekend. It's just hopefully you get to be with family and all your loved ones. Really hope it's a great one for you. Ladies and gentlemen, on Fridays, we are thrilled and honored to have political humorist and satirist Bill Melberg join us from Chicago. Bill, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And good morning, ESPN Radio and sunny listeners.
Well, Bill, we're still waiting for our first guest to join us on our VIP hotline. So why don't you review some of this week's top news stories while we're waiting for them to get to the phone?
I'd be happy to, Stevie and Diane. And what a week it has been as we've marked the first 2 months of the Romney administration. First, as you know, President Mitt Romney held another press conference on Tuesday to announce more good economic news, including those record-breaking turnarounds in unemployment, home sales, job production, and housing starts. President Romney described the latest figures as, quote, great news for America and the world, unquote. The president added that as we approach Easter Sunday, we should all get on our knees and thank God for the rapid economic recovery that we're now enjoying in America. Vice President Paul Ryan held his own press conference on Wednesday in order to thank House Speaker John Boehner and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for their roles in passing the emergency legislation, which cut taxes across the board and eliminated hundreds of government regulations, which were strangling small businesses across the country. Vice President Ryan also praised the Republican majorities in the House and the Senate for their passage of the bill approving the Keystone XL pipeline from Canada. The vice president said, quote, building that pipeline will produce tens of thousands of new jobs in the coming months from the Canadian border to the Gulf Coast. And when the oil starts flowing, we will greatly reduce our dependency on supplies from the Middle East and Venezuela, unquote. Elsewhere in the news this week, Secretary of State Clint Eastwood returned from his visit to North Korea, where he confronted that country's 29-year-old dictator, Kim Jong-un. Responding to Mr. Kim's threats to launch a unilateral nuclear attack against the United States, Secretary Eastwood reportedly told the young tyrant, I know what you're thinking, punk. You're asking yourself, will the United States retaliate if North Korea nukes New York in a preemptive strike? Well, punk, the United States is the world's largest nuclear arsenal. We can turn every square inch of North Korea into a sheet of glass within 5 minutes. So before you attack the United States, you've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky today? Unquote. Secretary Clint Eastwood's parting words to Kim Jong-un were, quote, go ahead, make my day. Unquote. And those were just a few of the stories making the news this week.
Well,
back to you, Stevie and Diane.
Thank you, Bill. We're still waiting for our special guest to get on the hotline. I believe Diane has today's Musical Minute, which, as you know, is offered each morning by the President and Mrs. Romney as an uplifting way to start the day.
That's right, Stevie J. And as usual, this morning's Musical Minute comes to us from the world-famous Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Let's have a listen.
Thank you.
start the day, and we want to thank President Mitt Romney and First Lady Ann Romney, as well as the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, for bringing us another musical minute to lift our spirits. But we hardly need music to lift our spirits when the economic news is already doing the job. The latest unemployment figure at 5% is music to our ears. So is the 3% economic growth rate for the first quarter of this year, most of it coming in the 2 months since President Romney and Vice President Ryan took office in late January. Joining us now to talk about the Romney-Ryan recovery and the first 60 days of the new Romney administration are two former presidents, Republican George W. Bush.
Howdy, Stevie. Howdy, Diane.
Hello.
And Democrat Bill Clinton.
Hi, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Let me begin by asking both of you to give us your assessment of President Romney's first 2 months in office. President Bush.
Stevie and Diane, in a word, I think he's doing fantastical.
President Clinton.
Stevie and Diane. It's hard to argue with the numbers. Given the amazing economic turnaround that we're now seeing, it's obvious that President Romney's economic policies are having a tremendous effect, even in these first 60 days. Of course, the recovery really began the day after Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan were elected last November. Confidence was restored in the economy almost immediately, and jobs and growth have been roaring back ever since.
Well, President Bush, apart from the economic recovery, what do you think has been President Romney's greatest achievement thus far?
Stevie, I'd have to say the repeal of Obamacare, especially since he did it on the same day he was inaugurated, took office, just as he promised. The economic impact of repealing Obamacare was felt immediately. And I think that's one of the reasons the economy is recovering so quickly now that that small business persons know they aren't going to be saddled with huge health care costs.
Well, President Clinton, would you care to add anything to that?
Yes, I would, Stevie. You know, I've been saying for the past 5 years Barack Obama would be a disaster, and I was right. If people had only listened to me, Hillary would have been elected president in 2008, and we'd be enjoying the Clinton recovery right now. Of course, the good news is that Hillary can run again in 2016. But if President Romney keeps up the great job he's doing right now, I guess she wouldn't have much of a chance. And then there'll be 8 years of Paul Ryan in the White House before Chelsea finally gets her shot at running. If only the Democrats had listened to me in 2008, and if only Hillary had listened to me a year ago and challenged Barack, loser Obama, for the Democratic nomination.
Well, I want to thank both of you for being with us this morning. Well, we now have another former president on our VIP hotline, Barack Hussein Obama. Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Stevie. And Diane.
Good morning.
First of all, Mr. President, I'm sure President Clinton was just joking when he referred to you as a loser. But since losing your reelection campaign last November and leaving the White House in January, what have you been doing to keep busy?
Stevie and Diane, I've been doing pretty much the same kind of stuff that I did as president.
All right. Can you give us some examples, sir?
Yes, I can. Yesterday, I played golf with Tiger Woods in Florida. During most of the past week, I've been watching the NCAA basketball tournament from our home in Chicago. Guess I made some wrong picks. And next week, Michelle and I will be leaving with our daughters for a one-month vacation in Hawaii.
I thought you just went to Hawaii on vacation.
Stevie, that was way back in December.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're keeping busy enjoying yourself, sir.
Thank you, Stevie. Although I must say, we won't be enjoying our vacations quite as much as we used to.
No? Why is that?
Because now we have to pay for them ourselves.
That's got to be tough. Hey, we wish you all the best as you settle into your new life as a former president. In our closing moments, we're joined by our regular point-counterpoint team of John McCain, President Romney's newly appointed Secretary of Defense, and Barney Frank, the former Democratic congressman from Massachusetts. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Diane, my friend.
Good morning.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
And greetings, ESPN Radio and Sunny listeners.
Gentlemen, how do you evaluate the first 2 months of the Romney-Ryan administration?
Stevie, my friend, I'm part of the Romney-Ryan administration as Secretary of Defense, so I might be just a tad biased, but I'm thrilled about how our economy is booming now that Mitt Romney is president, and I'm delighted that my former colleagues on the Senate Armed Services Committee have just approved my proposed defense budget for 2014. Moreover, I'm deeply grateful to them for naming the Navy's newest aircraft carrier the USS John McCain. That's quite an honor, my friends.
Of course, you were a naval aviator and a war hero, so it's an honor that is well deserved. Turning to former Congressman Barney Frank, how would you assess the job President Romney has been doing during his first 2 months?
Stevie, Diane, in a word, terrible. Mitt Romney is rewarding all of his millionaire and billionaire friends with tax cuts for the rich.
But those tax cuts seem to be stimulating investment, growing the economy, and creating new jobs.
Well, maybe so, but I should also point out that President Romney has put his dog Seamus's cage atop the presidential limousine when he drives around. What a mean, heartless man he is. Of course, on the positive side, I still love Mitt Romney's rugged good looks and Paul Ryan's Irish charm.
Former Congressman Barney Frank, once again, you had the last word for this segment. When we return, political humorist Bill Melberg will be telling us about the new Pope's favorite baseball. We are back with political humorist Bill Melberg in Chicago. Bill, I understand you have some exciting baseball news from us from the Vatican?
Yes, I do, Stevie and Diane, and this should be welcome news to St. Louis Cardinal fans, because the new Pope has just named the St. Louis Cardinals as the Vatican's official baseball team, and he describes the Cardinals as, quote, talent on loan from God, unquote.
Of course, the new Pope, the former Timothy Cardinal Dolan of New York, has a St. Louis connection since he was born and raised in the Gateway City. Mm-hmm. Moreover, he's an avid Cardinals baseball fan.
Which, of course, is why the first American pope chose the name Pope Stan the First in honor of Stan the Man Musial. As you might recall, Cardinal Dolan celebrated the Mass for Stan's funeral in January.
Yes, he did. Bill, Diane tells me that you're one other thing you want to say to us this morning, I guess?
Yes, I do. First of all, it is true that Cardinal Dolan said the funeral mass for Stan Musial 2 months ago. But everything else on this morning show has, of course, been a total, complete fabrication, which, as you know, is in keeping with the spirit of our annual April Fool's Day program.
Of course.
And since April Fool's Day is Monday, I thought we'd celebrate our little alternative history just a tad early. Of course, today is Good Friday, and so I want to wish everyone a very blessed and happy and snow-free Easter Sunday.
Yes, a snow-free would be good. I tell you, that Mormon Tabernacle choir from President Romney was really pretty.
Yeah.
Our daily musical minute. Courtesy of the
Mormon Tabernacle. Bill, thank you as always. Happy Easter to you, buddy.
All right, same to both of you and to all of our listeners.
Thank you.
And have a great day.
Enjoy the weekend.
Great Easter weekend. Appreciate you. Thanks so much. I'm going to hang around and play some soft rock favorites on 95.3.
Mm-hmm.
Sunny. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Have a great Easter. We'll talk Monday. Have a great weekend.
It's the 2013 show.